That's our ring time for Mom and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, hoping he could talk Grandpappy's fears into buying Jotham store stock, Mum postponed investing Grandpap's $200 in Consolidated Bananas Limited. The next day, the stock went up, and Grandpap thought certainly that he was a millionaire. He insisted that Mum sink his supposed profits into more Consolidated Banana stock. Whereupon, Mum and Abner decided it was a good idea, and immediately they planned to put all their money into it, too. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Ladies, I wonder if your disposition is as good as it should be. Well, if it isn't, perhaps you should try Alka-Seltzer. Now, no doubt some of you are thinking, how can Alka-Seltzer have anything to do with disposition?
Yes, Mr. Baker, it does seem that you're a little off the subject. Just how is Alka-Seltzer connected with anyone's disposition?
Well, did you ever notice how disagreeable you get when you have an occasional touch of acid indigestion? Usually you don't act your best because you don't feel your best.
Well, that's certainly true. I felt that way many times. And now I'm beginning to see your connection between disposition and Alka-Seltzer.
You bet. Just try a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer when an occasional touch of acid indigestion comes along. Why, just the looks and the refreshing taste of Alka-Seltzer almost seem to make you feel better. And the fast relief it offers for an occasional touch of acid indigestion is just what you want. So ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer. Remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store talking on the telephone. Listen.
All right, Miss Quincy, what else now? One sack of yellow cornmeal. No, Ma, we ain't got no apples right now. We're going to have some bananas in pretty quick, though. Well, I don't know exactly when, but if things keep going like they have been, we ought to have this store plumb full of bananas in a day or two. Yes, Mom, I'll save you some. There'll be plenty, don't worry. Anything else now? Doggies, wait a minute. I've got to hang up. I see the Banana King coming now. Milford Spears. Why, sure, didn't you know? Oh, he's rich as anything at all now. Lots of money, yes, Mom.
Oh, my goodness alive. Sakes, sakes, sakes.
Well, I don't know exactly. I'll send the order out as quick as I can. Well, it's too hot to walk around in the middle of the day delivering groceries, Miss Quincy. I'll bring them over long late in the shank of the evening when it's cooler.
Hurry up, Abner. I want to talk with you.
Well, I'll get them over. Don't worry. All right. Goodbye. Well, how's the old Banana King today?
Don't mention bananas to me. I'm left out, Abner. I'm ruined.
Ruined?
I'm a finance has-been. A millionaire yesterday and a bum today.
Wait a minute. What in the world are you talking about, Grandpa?
Ain't you saw the latest reports on Consolidated Bananas Limited?
Well, no. Hey, something went wrong?
Went wrong? It just dropped I don't know how many points. All I know is the bottom fell out of it.
The bottom fell out of what?
The stock, the bananas.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm ruined. I know that. I'm a penniless pigeon-toed varmint. That's all there are to it.
Doggy, are you sure about this, Grandpa?
Just as sure as I'm standing here without a nickel in my pocket.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, why did I let you fellas put all my profits back into the stock? Why did I do it? Why, Grandpa?
Why, Doggy, if you're ruined, we're ruined, too. You sure now there ain't no mistake about this?
No, sir. No, sir, ain't no mistake. I had Dick Huddleston get the report for me again right direct.
Oh, my goodness, this is awful. How'll I ever explain it to Elizabeth?
Well, what do you have to explain it to her for? She don't care whether I'm a broke, penniless bum or not.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. I've taken some Elizabeth's money. Sneaked it out of the sugar bowl there in the kitchen safe. Bought some of that banana stock with it.
You did?
Oh, Lord me, yes. Me and Lum scraped together every cent we could find and sank the whole batch of it into bananas.
Oh, well, you didn't lose as much as I did, though. I must have lost thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, it might be, Grandpap, but I know that I bound you were just as broke as you are now.
Yeah, we're bums now, Emma. That's all we are. Just a couple of seven-legged bums.
Well, Lum's one, too, then.
Where's Lum at? I want to ball him out for letting me get wiped out this way.
What now, Grandpap, don't go putting all the blame on him. He tried to give you your money yesterday, and you wouldn't take it, because you were so smart and old everything.
Well, he claimed he was such an all-fired smart financial, he talked me into letting him handle all my investments.
He never done no such
a thing. He done it. Now look, he even got enough money left to put in a call for a room at the poor farm.
Well, we'll get there some way, don't worry. Even if we have to walk.
Yeah, I'll never make it. Why do they always have them poor farms on the other side of the hill?
I don't know.
Go over the hill to the poor farm every time.
Walk up one side, you can roll down the other if you can't make it.
Man, it's been as rich as I have for one day and then lose as much as I have the next just ain't no good for nothing else. Special walking.
Well, I know how you feel, Grandpap, but don't take it so hard. I don't care if you ain't able to buy me that red airplane. I never actually wanted one no ways, I don't think.
I'm ruined. No good nothing.
Yeah, I'll be ruined too, quick as Elizabeth finds out I've been lost all her money. Oh, me.
What about you say Lum was there?
I don't know, Grandpap. Ain't got the least idea in the world. He ought to been here an hour ago.
Yeah. He's more than likely skipped the country by now.
Skipped the country?
Why, sure. He taken our money and went to Mexico or something.
Well, now, wait a minute. He's just as broke as we are, Grandpap. He put all of his money into banana too.
Well, why ain't he here then?
I don't know. I ain't got the least idea. I bound you he hears what happened to the stock, and he's out wandering around trying to suicide himself.
Yeah, stars him right, the varmint.
Now, Grandpap, you watch what you're saying there now.
Well, if it hadn't been for that flat-footed critter and his knock-kneed finance advice, I wouldn't be a seven-legged bum today.
He never done it on a purpose. Buying that stock was your own idea.
Yeah. Let's just sit here and worry about it.
I'm going to worry. I'll tell you that's all I can do.
Well, you reckon Lums went to suicide, he said.
I don't know, but we better get out of here and hurry up and find him, I know.
Oh, yeah, let's go out and find him right now.
Yeah, we've got to save him, got to do it.
Save him? Save him, nothing. I just want to find him to see to it that he does a good job of it this time. All the other times he went out to suicide himself, he's back down at the last minute.
Now, listen here, Grandpappy Spears, you can't talk about Lum that way. You say one more thing again, him, I'm going to whack you right on top of your pumpkin head.
Hey, what's going on here?
So, because I know one thing, if Lum has suicided himself already, you're going to be sorrowful for what you said, Grandpappy Spears.
Well, first, I know Lum ain't suicided himself.
Well, you can't never tell about a fella. Why, Lum? It's you.
Yeah. Who'd you think it was? Christopher Columbus?
No, but, Dogan, I'm glad to see you're still alive and in one piece.
What's all this talk about me suiciding myself?
Well, you know what happened with the banana stock and all that.
Oh, you done found out, huh?
Yeah. Just plain bums, that's all we are.
Well, I'm sorry.
Broke bums, in fact.
I done the best I could.
Yeah, well, we ain't blaming you none, Lum.
Who says we ain't?
Catch up, Grandpap.
I don't know how to explain it to you, but...
Hard on the head, I'd break both your ankles.
Well, I called the stock exchange there at Little Rock, but I just couldn't seem to get nowhere. To be honest, I couldn't hardly understand what them financials were talking about either.
It's all right, Lum. It wasn't your fault. You never made the stock take such an awful drop.
I know, but I kept trying to make them understand that I wanted to buy... What'd you say? The stock took an awful drop.
Clean down to rock bottom. What, wait a minute, didn't you know that?
Why, sure, natural. How far did it drop? I know all that.
Yeah, we're right along, just calm down. I'll never be able to face Elizabeth again.
I'm complete wiped out. A finance has been.
Broke down bombs, that's
well,
what
now, wait a minute. I've got some good news for you fellas.
What is it? Did you get us a reservation at the poor farm?
No, something way on the better than that. Here, Grandpap, here's that $200 you gave me to invest the other day.
Where in the world did you get that, Lum?
And here, Abner, is every cent of money you give me.
Well, I'll be bad, Blink. How did you get this, Lum?
Well, don't forget, when you turned your money over to me, you was handing it to one of the smartest financials there is.
I know that you sure are.
Yeah, I just knowed the stock market good enough to see what was coming, so I never invested none of it.
Well, good for you. I know that you're a finance genius. That's what you are. Wait a minute. There comes Dick Huddleston. I'm going to tell him how smart you are.
Oh, now, don't.
I will.
Don't go bragging on me. Just embarrasses me.
Well, howdy, fellas. How are the big stockbrokers this morning?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon, Dick.
Pretty good. We're wonderful. And Lum's the wonderfulest one of all of us.
Yeah, I ain't wiped out after all, Richard. Lum saved my money for me.
Well, good for you, Lum. No, I didn't know until yesterday that you were selling stock over there.
Well, actually, the only stock we're selling is our own. Jot 'em down store stock.
Oh, I didn't even know you had a permit, Lum.
Yeah, we've been... permit to do what?
Why, to incorporate and sell stock.
Well, there ain't nobody in this but me and Abner, and we're both for it, so we never seen no reason to incorporate.
Well, you've got to have a permit, Lum. You've got to take it up with the Commission of Corporations, and if they pass on it, well, the Secretary of State will issue a charter giving you a permit to incorporate and sell stock.
Wait a minute. You mean what we did is against the law?
Well, it's a federal offense.
Oh, my goodness.
How much of your stock have you sold?
Well, let's see. All we got out now is just one share.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Moe's Moose has got that.
Well, you better get that back from Moe as quick as you can, then, and just hope the authorities don't find out anything about this.
Yeah, that's right. Let me call Moe.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Get him on the phone, Lum. Tell him we got to have that stock back.
Yeah, we can burn up them other stocks we ain't sold.
Why, sure, Dogie. I don't know if I'm a millionaire or a bum or a jailbird or nothing no more. I'd love to get this all settled.
Hello, Moe's?
In jail, rich or out poor.
This is Lum. Say, Moe's, about that share stock you've been wanting us to buy back. Yeah, well, I think the market's just right for you to sell.
Just tell him we want it back.
How's that? You done what? Well, who is it? Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Lum? What's the matter? What's the matter?
Moe sold it to some stranger a while ago. Don't even know what his name was.
The future of the Pine Ridge Stock Exchange gets darker and darker, and the fate of its owners looks even worse. So be sure to join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Well, folks, gardening days are here again, and no doubt you're doing things in the garden these summer weekends that you wanted to do all year. Now, enjoying yourself to the fullest, working in the garden is one of the healthiest things you can do. And that's why you should be sure that nothing will stand in your way. By always having a package of Alka-Seltzer handy, you'll be prepared if stiff, sore, aching muscles or an occasional dull headache should come along to keep you from feeling your best. You see, when you have Alka-Seltzer handy, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So see your druggist before you plan your weekend gardening and get a package of comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer tablets. And then you'll be prepared. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.